Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. will hook up with me from Washington, D.C. in approximately 1 hour from now. Many of you, of course, know Dale through his past involvement on this show on Wednesdays. Many of you are familiar with his past performances with WFAX-AM up in Washington, D.C., in a show that lasted for 20 years entitled Focus on Israel. And among other things, we will be focusing on Israel throughout this broadcast. Here's one from Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, where you can also find Mark Dankoff's America as a blog. They are reporting in Jordan that a Palestinian man died Wednesday morning in the West Bank city of Nablus as Israeli forces continue their hunt for Hamas activists who, according to Israeli sources, are planning a suicide bombing in Israel. Palestinian eyewitnesses identified the man as 35-year-old Adib Salim and added that he was disarmed, disabled, and not involved in the fighting. Locals said Salim was the brother of Jamal Salim, a top Hamas commander killed by the Israeli army. Israeli sources also reported wounding two additional Palestinian fighters during the night. Occupation troops nabbed seven Palestinians in separate West Bank operations overnight Tuesday. That is the latest in violence on the West Bank being reported to us today by Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway located in Amman, Jordan. Another interesting title coming to us from Al Bawaba this morning. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says that he is not worried by French war threats. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said on Tuesday, according to Al Bawaba, that Tehran does not take seriously, quote-unquote, recent threats by French officials. His comments came during his talks with reporters at the end of his address to the Majlis, where he briefed the MPs on the performance of his government for implementation of the country's fourth development plan. Quote, "We do not take these statements seriously. Comments to the media are different from real statements," unquote, the Iranian leader stressed, according to IRNA. Ahmadinejad reacted to the recent remarks by the French foreign minister that the world should prepare for war against Iran over its nuclear program. Meanwhile, the Iranian state-run media continued its attack on Paris. On Tuesday, the IRNA published an editorial saying, quote, "The French government in recent months has shown signs of naivete and an unprecedented illogical lenience toward the White House, which will undoubtedly lead to weakening of its status in the European Union and strengthening its rivals," unquote. It added, quote, "The U.S. has made various efforts in the past to take advantage of the French position and influence in Europe, but France has always adroitly refrained from identifying itself with the U.S. policies by resorting to the French independent values," unquote. In the latest case, namely Iraq's occupation by the U.S. forces, France distanced itself from Washington's policy and termed it as an act against international laws and regulations, unquote. Again, that's the latest from Al Bawaba. In regard to what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is allegedly saying about French war threats and the fact that he is not worried and Iran allegedly is not worried. Ted Pike warns us this morning from the National Prayer Network that Ted Kennedy has introduced a hate bill in the Senate. This afternoon, Senate liberals, Ted says, tried to attach so-called hate crimes legislation to the Defense Department authorization bill by a unanimous consent agreement, but Senator John McCain objected. Moments later, Ted Kennedy took the floor and explained that he was trying to attach the hate crimes legislation to the defense bill because, quote, "The defense authorization bill is dealing with the challenges of terrorism and the hate crimes issue. We're talking about domestic terrorism," unquote. This means, says Ted Pike, that the hate bill will be considered by the Senate as early as Wednesday morning. That's this morning, folks. You must act immediately, calling your senator to protest. We'll be back with the rest of Ted Pike's statement. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Dale Crowley at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, from Washington, D.C. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a 1-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. will hook up with us in approximately 1 hour from now from Washington, D.C. Pastor Crowley, of course, is the author of a number of books, including the latest one, which we will be discussing with him this morning. That's entitled, Right About It All? On Just About the Wrong Side of Everything, But Right About It All. That's the title. And it used to be put out by Zulon Press. That in and of itself is a story. Why Zulon Press is no longer distributing that book, and why Dale Crowley is no longer with WFAX up in Washington, D.C., in the wake of some actions in both instances on the part of Salem Communications. It says a lot about Christian control of nothing anymore, it seems, when it comes to corporate media, and corporate media's control of everything. Dr. Adrian Krieg was talking about this yesterday and the way in which these media consortiums have squeezed out perspectives that the powers that be do not want you to hear. Dale Crowley Jr. is but one of the latest victims of that entire policy, and a wonderful man, by the way. You will enjoy him. If you've not heard him before on this show or elsewhere, you will greatly enjoyed this broadcast this morning and this conversation with Pastor Crowley. Back then to this whole business of Ted Kennedy once again introducing the hate bill in the Senate, trying to do so through attaching the hate crimes legislation to the defense bill. Again, Ted Pike has warned us of this in the past. Kennedy is trying it again. The hate bill will be considered by the Senate as early as this morning. You must act immediately, calling your senator to protest. Also at www.truthtellers.org is the list of 37 senators who should be called. Unfortunately, most large new right organizations, says Ted Pike, trusting that the president will veto the hate bill, have not encouraged calling at this critical time. This means that you must make up the difference, letting members of the Senate know that you will not stand for the establishment of a hate crimes bureaucracy in America, taking away free speech. Call your senators toll-free at 1-877-851-6437. That's 1-877-851-6437. Or the toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Tell them, says Ted Pike, quote, please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes bill, SA-2067. SA-2067. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. Unquote. By the way, you talk about free speech. There are all kinds of things going on in the wake of this scheduled No More Wars for Israel conference in Orange County, California. Mark Glenn was on the phone with me yesterday talking about a series of things related to that conference. I don't know what I can say or should say over the air, but suffice it to say that the Anti-Defamation League is doubling up its efforts to try and keep people from attending this No More Wars for Israel conference and to keep people from finding out about it. As far as finding out about it is concerned, Al-Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, has published a post about my own appearance at the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up October 12th through the 14th. That has links to Mark Glenn's blog where people can register for the conference. And, of course, it says something that I want you to keep your eye on, and that is that we have not heard the last in regard to the speakers that Mark Glenn is going to have lined up for that conference. The ones who are presently publicized are all great ones. And, of course, all of you know Michael Collins Piper and Hesham Talawi and Mark Glenn, among others. Some of the other folks who are there are well-known figures in the truth movement who've been trying to warn people about this coming war and this coming catastrophe over the Zionist state of Israel. But there are some additional people who have been invited and several who have indicated that they will either be there or will be hooked up with a conference through some sort of electronic means. If you knew the identity of several of these people, folks, you would be amazed. We will simply leave it at that for now. But keep an eye on that conference, and we'll be saying a little bit more this morning about some of the folks who are publicly committed to being there. And, of course, there is a major, major ad on this conference in the latest American Free Press that is now across my desk, and that one is the September 17th and 24th edition of AFP. And if you're looking about, midway through the publication, you will see a full-page ad for that conference. We will be saying more about that here shortly. Other things to talk about this morning, several with Dale Crowley. A couple of things that I was going to take a look at in this hour, this news summary segment, before Dale makes his appearance. But I think I will hold off on a couple of these items in order that we might have a better conversation with him when he comes on at 8 o'clock this morning, because a couple of these things that I would like to take a look at are very, very definitely up his alley in terms of areas of expertise. Here's one coming to us from Moscow. Nothing earth-shattering, except it simply is public acknowledgement that the Russians are watching what's going on. A byline put out from Washington by RIA Novosti says as follows. This, of course, is the Russian take on things, folks, officially, the so-called Moscow news. The United States is confidentially preparing for a military strike against Iran. which will include several days worth of aviation strikes on several targets at once, a former CIA official told Harper's Magazine. Quote, it looks like there's preparations for military strikes, and I base this on two things, on facts that we can observe and on the rhetoric coming out of the White House, unquote, said the former CIA official who worked in the Persian Gulf during the first U.S. war there and served in Iraq after the 2003 invasion. Very, very clear that this is something that Moscow is keeping an eye on. And I would ask you to do something. Keep an eye on a very interesting development that's taking place in Tehran next month. Many of you know Pastor or Father Stephen Sizer, the Anglican priest from the United Kingdom, who has written a very important book that's being purchased like hotcakes worldwide entitled Christian Zionism. Father Sizer told me yesterday that he's more than willing to come back on this show in about 2 weeks to discuss his upcoming trip to Iran. Stephen Sizer is going to be delivering a series of lectures in the latter part of October pertaining to this whole business of Christian Zionism and what he sees as the brink situation that we have been brought to in regard to an impending Third World War. That, of course, is coming from the Anglican theological position specifically, from a theistic Christian position generally that does not support dispensationalism. And most importantly, Father Sizer is going to be bringing that point of view directly to the Islamic Republic of Iran in regard to explaining why there are many Christians worldwide who are not a part of John Hagee's Cornerstone Church in San Antonio or as Christians United for Israel movement, who find this present situation that we have found ourselves coming closer and closer to be a diabolical set of circumstances. It is very important, folks, that people like Father Stephen Sizer are talking about the things that they are, not simply to a domestic American audience, a very small percentage of it that does read and that reads things other than what is put out by the dispensationalist-oriented Christian press. In this case, Father Sizer is reaching out to a worldwide audience and explaining to an Islamic world why there are many Christians who do not support the current spin that is being taken by Hagee and Bush and Cheney and others on Iran or on the necessity of a war between the United States and Iran. Who's pushing for this war? It is quite clear who's pushing for it, folks. The same folks who've been involved in a series of things going on domestically in this country that have destroyed our economy and that have polluted our culture. End of story, except to say that the final word is not yet in on whether or not this war is actually going to happen. But there's one thing that we do know. We are duty-bound to call attention to this worldwide and to call a spade in regard to who's involved. Who's involved in promoting this thing? Who's involved in pushing for it? And the clock is ticking. And that's why this No More Wars for Israel conference is such an essential thing. As we approach October the 12th through the 14th, that's going to take place, of course, in Orange County, California. And you can find out more information at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. These are pivotal times. We are approaching what could be the beginning of a major, if not the major, turning point in all of history. That's why we're talking about this to the extent that we are, broadcast after broadcast. This is not a peripheral issue, folks. This is at the center of what would seem to be the impending arrival of a Third World War, unless we change course. Can't think of too many things more important than that, except for the eschaton. And it may be that one will, in fact, precede the other. Dispensationalism and non-dispensationalism, notwithstanding in regard to differences of opinion over biblical prophecy and the exact way in which it's going to play out. But the general signs of the times are clear, and we need to be watching this very, very closely. Interesting story coming to us from the Jewish world today. Israel News, Arutz Shiva, also known as IsraelNationalNews.com, has a post by Hillel Fendel. It's entitled, Rabbis Ban Participation in International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem Conference. What does this mean? Take a look at it when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. will join me at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time from Washington, D.C. to talk about all kinds of things related to the Middle East and to Israel. Again, why are we hitting this one this hard on this broadcast at the present time? We are leading up to this October 12th through the 14th No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, certainly. And folks, it's getting that much closer. That much closer to tragedy unless there is a major change in course, a major change in direction. It does not matter who wins the World Series and the Super Bowl this year, folks, if we find ourselves facing a third world war. Let's get our priorities in order in regard to what we spend time doing, what we spend time working on. Hopefully we spend time getting to know our divine creator a little better, getting to know our family members a little better, and our friends and the folks that we love the most in our individual communities, and work on those things that improve their lives in the context of what it is that we are talking about on this show. I hope that those are your priorities in the days ahead. By the way, I'm going to be down at Emmanuel Lutheran Church tonight in San Antonio on San Antonio's south side. That's 130 Saipan off of Pleasanton. I'm going to be talking once more about Daniel's prophecy of 70 weeks in Daniel chapter 9, covering this from the Maccabean perspective, the Roman perspective, and the eschatological perspective, and relating these different schools of interpretation of that chapter historically to what is presently going on in the Middle East and what's presently going on with the Zionist lobby, as it takes one particular understanding of Daniel chapter 9 and tries to make it the basis for the full-fledged fomenting of World War III. Let's get back to this piece then from Israel News, Israel National News, entitled Rabbis Ban Participation in International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem Conference. What is the meaning of this? The meaning is, I think, quite clear as we read through the piece this morning. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with this information, the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem is a part of the worldwide Zionist lobby. It, of course, attempts to convey the false idea that all Christians support the notion that there should be a single unified capital of Jerusalem, capital of Israel in Jerusalem, and that all of Jerusalem is Israeli territory and should be under Israeli sovereignty. That is the purpose of the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, which works very closely with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And if you look at the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, it has very, very close links with Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein's group entitled, I believe, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, which is also a part of the worldwide Zionist lobby and is very effective in raising millions of dollars for the Zionist State of Israel and for the Israeli intelligence community worldwide. When we look at this post today at the so-called Israel National News, we see the curious phenomenon once again of the Jewish rabbis endorsing the efforts of the Christian Zionists at the same time that they issue rulings and statements saying that that participation should only go so far and no farther. Hillel Fendel says today at Israel National News that the chief rabbinate of Israel has issued a ruling welcoming the Christians arriving for the annual Feast of Tabernacles conference and banning Jews from participating. The Feast of Tabernacles is sponsored by the International Christian Embassy of Jerusalem, self-described as the world's largest Christian Zionist organization. The annual get-together is a week-long multicultural event held during the Sukkot holiday, which begins this year on September the 27th. It draws tens of thousands of Christians from around the world for a week of teaching, worship, and prayer, and culminates with a march through the streets of Jerusalem. The lineup of speakers at this year's event, which will be held at Jerusalem's Binyanei HaUmah Convention Center, includes David Pawson. In a speech entitled God's Eternal Covenant with Israel, Pawson stated, quote, "One day the people of Israel as a whole will become Messianic Jews. Prayer for Israel is not enough. Preaching is also necessary. The church's silence over the Holocaust was bad enough. Her silence about hell would be a worse betrayal. True lovers of Israel will speak on behalf of Jews to Christians and on behalf of Christ to Jews. To pray for the peace of Jerusalem must include that peace with God which only Jesus can bring," unquote. Zionism is only Christian, Pawson stated, when he, Jesus, has the preeminence, unquote. Interesting ideas from Mr. Pawson. We're going to take a look at some of these theologically flawed positions, both biblically and politically, when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Mark Anthos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. will hook up with us from Washington, D.C. in approximately a half an hour from now. Pastor Crowley, of course, is the longtime host of the Focus on Israel radio show, which used to be on WFAX up in Washington, D.C. for a period of over 20 years. He is a longtime activist in areas that many of us have joined in more recent years. He is a pivotal person in calling us to the signs of the times in which we live and speaking out while there is yet time. Let's get back then to this whole question that is covered today in the Israel National News, and it's entitled Rabbis Ban Participation in the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem Conference during the so-called Feast of Tabernacles. We've been talking a little bit about some of the theology in this article that has been coming to us from a gentleman by the name of David Pawson. Mr. Pawson has a speech entitled God's Eternal Covenant with Israel. I'm going to say some things about that, of course, shortly this morning, because what Mr. Pawson is talking about is directly contradicted by the New Testament corpus, and also relies very heavily on a false interpretation and understanding of all kinds of Old Testament passages, including the prophecy of 70 weeks in Daniel chapter 9 that we will be revisiting once again at Emmanuel Lutheran Church tonight on the south side of San Antonio at 130 Saipan. That is off of Pleasanton. If you would like to attend what we're going to be talking about tonight down there with that fine little group, just give me a buzz or come on down. It starts at 7 p.m. tonight. Getting back to this whole business then of Mr. Pawson and the things that he has said that mix Zionism with Christianity, when in fact there is plenty of reason to take the position that modern Zionism is the antithesis of biblical Christianity for a variety of reasons. Pawson goes on to say that it may be objected on the part of some, it might be objected that it is offensive to the Jews to speak of such things related to Jesus Christ, and that Christians must, quote-unquote, comfort Israel. Pawson explained, quote, there is no final comfort in a lie. We cannot help but be missionaries. And I have discovered that some Jews despise us if we pretend not to be, unquote. Ze'ev Shtiglitz of the anti-missionary Lev El-Hakim organization has presented evidence of actual missionary activity in Israel by the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem to the chief rabbinate, quote, for instance, he recently told Arutz 7, quote, International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem liaison officer Daron Schneider is the head of the Messianic Jewish community in Maale Adumim. Dr. George Giacoumakis, the one-time chairman of the Board of Trustees of International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, has said straight out that it is hoped, through various friendship organizations with Jews and by giving financial and political support to Israel, that Jews will start showing interest in Christianity, unquote. Another featured Feast of Tabernacles speaker, according to Israel National News, is Jack Hayford, who was one of 1,100 Christian Zionists and Messianic Jews who took part in the Road to Jerusalem conference in California last year. He spoke there of, quote, helping the church understand what God's doing among Jews today and how to relate to it, unquote. Co-speakers at that Road to Jerusalem event were co-founder Reverend Raleigh Washington, who, by the way, is a personal friend of the host of this show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We were classmates in seminary years ago in Chicago. Pastor Washington unfortunately said, quote, when a Jewish person recognizes that Jesus is his Messiah, he becomes a Jew who has now found his Messiah, unquote. And the Reverend Mike Bickle of Kansas City, Missouri, who used the phrase unsaved Jews and said a Satan-like leader, quote, will be required to exterminate the Jewish race, unquote. The Chief Rabbinate's Council Committee for the Prevention of Missionary Week in the Holy Land, in a decision last month that was later ratified by the two chief rabbis, resolved as follows, quote, point A, we bless the tourists who will arrive in our Holy Land for the upcoming holidays, among them also those of different religions. Point B, it is forbidden for any Jew to take part in the gatherings in the Ben Yanie Ha'uma Jerusalem Convention Center and in the marches taking place during the Sukkot holiday, because the information we have states that some of the bodies gathering there are active, inter alia, in attempting to convert us from our faith. Quote, one who fears for his soul will stay far away, unquote. Jerusalem City Council member Mina Fenton has taken a strong stand against the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem event. She has written, quote, Missionary organization leaders will appear there as the central speakers and preachers, working together with a clear missionary agenda while adopting the Sukkot holiday as Christian. They are partners in musical, drama, and spiritual productions. Jews are invited to attend and missionary literature will be disseminated, unquote. Israel National News goes on to say that a phenomenon recently revealed by anti-missionary elements involved the offer by a Christian Zionist organization of hundreds of dollars a month in pocket money to Jewish youths who have lost contact with their families. The organization then promises them high-paying jobs after they complete their army service, simply to distribute food packages to needy Jews on behalf of the Christian organization. It is well documented that missionary organizations throw in quote-unquote spiritual help together with their offers of material help to poverty-stricken Jews who are invariably more vulnerable than they otherwise would be. CBS reporter Bob Simon, in a 1992 60 Minutes program on Christian Zionism, asked, quote, "What propels them? Why do they love Israel so much? Because the return of the Jews to their ancient homeland is seen by evangelicals as a precondition for the second coming of Christ. Therefore, when the Jewish state was created in 1948, they saw it as a sign. Israel's conquest of Jerusalem and the West Bank in 1967 deepened their excitement, heightened their anticipation. The final battle in the history of the future will be fought on this ancient battleground in northern Israel called Armageddon. And the Jews? Well, two-thirds of them will have been wiped out by then, and the survivors will accept Jesus at last," unquote. Bob Simon's show then screens Gershom Gorenberg, author of The End of Days, who says, quote, "The Jews die or convert. As a Jew, I can't feel very comfortable with the affections of somebody who looks forward to that scenario. They don't love the real Jewish people. They love us as characters in their story, in their play. And that's not who we are. And we never auditioned for that part. And the play is not one that ends up good for us. If you listen to the drama that they are describing, essentially it's a five-act play in which the Jews disappear in the fourth act," unquote. This is what the Israel National News is saying today in this piece entitled "Rabbis Ban Participation in the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem Conference." Hillel Fendel of IsraelNationalNews.com is the author of this very, very interesting piece. Again, we get back to Martin Luther's fundamental question in his small catechism. What does this mean? What does this mean? Folks, I think that this article tells us exactly why this alliance between Zionism on the one hand and so-called Christianity on the other is a fatally flawed alliance. It is ideologically contradictory. It is biblically contradictory. It is politically disastrous in regard to the direction that it seeks to take, not only the Christian church, but the United States of America. We need to take a closer look at what this thing is theologically and understand its roots, and understand that those roots are not rooted in Christian theology historically or biblically. Neither is this something that the secular American, who is concerned about his constitutional rights and about living in peace with foreign countries, ought to be supporting either. One of the things that comes forth very, very strongly, I think, in this Israel National News article is the fact that once again, as we see this controversy over the so-called Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem and the controversy over this event that is sponsored by the International Christian Embassy of Jerusalem, it becomes abundantly clear that the rabbis and the government of Israel want the money that is generated by Christian Zionism, but they want nothing to do, by their own admission, with Jesus Christ. And therefore, once again, we see that the whole notion of the Judeo-Christian concept is fundamentally flawed, because the New Testament tells us quite specifically that there is a tremendous contrast between Pharisaic Judaism and the claims of Jesus Christ that can never be reconciled. And Jesus Christ specifically says in a number of places, including in the book of Matthew, that there is essentially the unfolding in the program of Jesus Christ, a series of proclamations that don't stack up at all with what Mr. Pawson is quoted as saying in this article in Israel National News. Take a look at the parable of the fig tree in the book of Matthew. Take a look at the parable of the tenants in the book of Matthew. Take a look at the prophecy of Jesus Christ based upon those parables that pertains to the coming Roman hordes sacking Jerusalem and destroying the Jewish temple in A.D. 70, as that is reported in the 23rd chapter, I believe, of Luke. When you take all of those things in combination and in tandem with a proper understanding of Daniel chapter 9, you come up with a completely different version of events in regard to prophecy, a completely different version of events in regard to the compatibility or incompatibility of Zionism with Christianity from what is routinely promoted by people like David Pawson and John Hagee. The fact of the matter is the New Testament is abundantly clear that Pharisaic Judaism is in opposition to the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. It cannot be compatibilized with it. And the kingdom of God involves not only Jesus Christ, but the character of Jesus' kingdom has nothing to do with the ideology of Zionism or so-called Christian Zionism. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. Jesus' kingdom is not rooted in a physical, political, geographic kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is not based on a doctrine of racial supremacy. Jesus' kingdom is not rooted in armed theft and in robbery and in violence and in terrorism. None of the things that are foundationally involved in the Zionist movement, be it so-called Zionism or Christian Zionism. Mr. Pawson needs to get his theology straight. Jesus Christ puts his kingdom in juxtaposition with the understanding of the kingdom according to Pharisaic Judaism in the first century. That conflict is still there, folks. It has not changed in 21 centuries. Take a look at the Babylonian Talmud and what it specifically says. There is a new book, by the way, that's out there by a professor from Princeton by the name of Schaefer. It's entitled Jesus in the Talmud. I understand it's a very fair book. I've only read some reviews of it. But if you see what is in the Talmud and what Schaefer honestly quotes from the Talmud, how in the world can we say that there is this compatibility between Zionism on the one hand and Christianity on the other? The fundamental core difference, of course, is the competing claims over the identity of the Son of God and the character of his kingdom. And the character of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and the claims that Jesus Christ makes about the cessation of God's blessings to national Israel and about a much wider application of the notion of the kingdom of God to both Jews and Gentiles, that's something, of course, that Christian Zionism simply does not want to get into. What are they arguing for? They are arguing for a kingdom and for the institution of a kingdom that is the very version of a kingdom that caused rabbinic Pharisaic Judaism to reject Jesus Christ in his first advent. And that process of rejection continues based upon the public statements coming out of Israel, even as we speak, that are recorded here in Israel National News. You know, as you look through this whole thing, folks, it seems to me that when we look at theology and church history very clearly and see the historic recency of so-called Christian Zionism and see who and what it is that has funded this movement since the 19th century, it becomes abundantly clear that there is a great fraud that has been perpetrated upon the American public generally, the American Christian public specifically, and that that fraud threatens to engulf us in a tragedy that is simply beyond human description. What's the final take? The final take is that you should all attend, those of you who are listening, should all attend, or at a bare minimum, all support what Mark Glenn is coordinating in terms of the No More Wars for Israel conference, October the 12th through the 14th. The speakers of that conference need you. The organizers of that conference need you. All peace-loving Christians and Americans who have not fallen for the Christian Zionist heresy need you. And for those who are good people but up to now have been deceived, they need to receive the teachings and the admonitions in love of those that I believe have the truth on this whole subject, who are trying to speak out and to speak clearly while there is yet time to do it. Folks, the clock is ticking, and as the clock continues to count down, we need to be in support of those things that truly matter and what could well prove to be these final days. Other things we'll be taking a look at with Dale Crowley this morning. One of them is, again, found in Al-Bawaba. If you've been following the story in the last couple of days, of course, it has been on the front page of yesterday's New York Times as well. We are talking about the latest tragedies involving so-called American foreign security firms. We've talked about Blackwater International on this show before. We've talked about who owns it, who runs it, and what its ideology is. Blackwater, by the way, has now been involved, apparently, and this is a confirmed report, in killing at least 8 civilian Iraqis in Baghdad under circumstances that now beg for formal criminal investigation. And the calls for this investigation have now reached the lips of certain people in the United States Senate. That's just how bad it is. Blackwater is owned by a Christian Zionist with very strong ties to other Christian Zionists and Christian Zionist organizations. Don't believe me? Look into the background of this whole thing by doing a search on Blackwater today. You might get into, with Dale Crowley this morning, a little bit of discussion as to what the implications are for Blackwater's latest activities in Baghdad, which involve sheer criminality with political blowback to follow. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The clock is ticking. Dale Crowley joins us very soon.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Mark and America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. will join us shortly from Washington, D.C. This is that time in the broadcast where I ask you to support certain things, folks, at this time in history. One of them is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need you, and we need you now. Call us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. We need your suggestions. We need your financial gifts. We need encouragement for all of the hosts on this network. We need for you to help us network with thousands upon thousands of people that each and every one of you knows, who can start bringing the Republic Broadcasting Network into the homes of thousands, potentially even millions of people in the days ahead, as folks search for an alternative to the lies that are being promoted by the American corporate media. The Republic Broadcasting Network can flourish, folks, but only if you help us to do it at this critical time in history. Call us, write us, send us your gifts, and we pray that you will do that on an ongoing basis and network for us. Tell your family members and your friends and your contacts about us in the days ahead. Point number two, please support the American Free Press. Those fine folks can be reached at 1-888-699-NEWS, 1-888-699-NEWS. More AFP subscriptions need to go out around the country. More people need to buy AFP books, which includes our own Michael Collins Piper's offerings and those of Mark Lynn and Matthias Chang over in Malaysia. Support AFP, folks, at 1-888-699-NEWS. Thirdly, the No More Wars for Israel conference. You can find out information about this conference at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn is putting this together for Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. This may be the most critical political conference of our lifetimes. I am not trying to be melodramatic over the air. I truly believe this. The clock is ticking toward a third world war, folks. And those Americans who stand in solidarity with us in regard to the danger of this and the insanity of this need to support this conference by either attending or sending gifts to this conference in order that we might attract the widest possible audience in a very short period of time. As I have mentioned, my blog at Al-Bawaba over in Amman, Jordan, is now carrying information about this conference. Invitations are being issued by Mark Lynn to people around the country and around the world. When you see who's going to be there, as well as who will be there but not yet announced, you'll be amazed at what Mark Lynn has put together on this in a very short period of time. Please support him. Please support this conference. No More Wars for Israel, October 12th through the 14th in Southern California in Orange County. For more information, look at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. The final thing needs your attention, supporting the presidential candidacy of Ron Paul. He's the only game in town for those of us who believe in America first, who believe in the Constitution, who believe in the old American Republic, and who do not want to go to war for Israel. So, that's it in a nutshell. Support the No More Wars for Israel conference. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network, the American Free Press. Support Congressman Ron Paul. That's my final word. That's a Mark Cossum. Us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent